The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 21st November 2017. I have posted a video up. A lot of fake stuff going on, folks, and a lot of it intentionally being planted out there. And we'll get around here to a story that, have you noticed the worst mass shooting in U.S. history? Let me see. The biggest terrorist attack in New York City, September 11, 2001. They put out the story. They combated the conspiracy theories that were out there. Then everybody dummied up and packed up their stuff and went home. Why? Because they can't stand in the ring and trade punch for punch, because what they're standing on is a pile of lives. No pun intended. So, there is a new video out, and I would suggest that people watch this. Where is it at, posted on our site? Is it under videos? And news. There is a new video out, and people are still doing the forensics on the Vegas shooting. And I have no doubt this Sheriff Lombardo out of Clark County, he was kept in the dark, only told what he needed to tell. When he had questions of his own, he was told to shut up. We're the FBI and we're here to help. I'm sorry, we're here to cover things up. And all of a sudden, well, it's a little quick blurb out there in the press. It only lasted for a millisecond, but long enough for somebody to take a look at it and go, oh, I see. Folks, there were thousands of cameras out in Las Vegas. Hundreds of cameras inside Mandalay Bay. The FBI absconded with the video evidence, just as they did with the Pentagon. You know, the funny thing about the Pentagon, by the way, that is the most heavily surveilled building, government building. Why? Because, well, it's got the brain trust of the faction that creates wars, dreams them up, sucks up tons of money, trillions of dollars, and then go kills a lot of people for what reason? Because they're terrorists? Now, if you flip that around and you're on the receiving end of one of their "we're here to help you" campaign, you would say the same thing. Who's the terrorist? They had a video camera before the Pentagon building mysteriously collapsed. You know, we had that, what, 16-foot hole in the front? 500-600 mile an hour full jet heavy slammed into the Pentagon and we got a hole. And then it just subsequently fell. But the funny thing about that was that there was a video camera perched right on top of that Pentagon wall, right above that little mysterious hole. And what did we get to see? We saw a few time-lapse photos of a fireball, and then other pictures showed a hole in the side of the Pentagon, and then it collapsed, and then the stories disinformation campaign went out. You know, it was precious. I think it was ABC that was reporting. The reporter had actually walked up to the building before it got locked down by the first responders, the emergency people, and the FBI cover-up team. He walked up to the building, looked at it, and says, "I see no signs of an airplane." Whoa. Absolutely precious. I'm sure the guy didn't know, since he worked for ABC, I'm sure he doesn't know what an airplane looks like, let alone the debris of a crashed passenger jetliner. I would urge you, go up to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. How long did you say the video was? 5-6 minutes. And at the beginning of this, folks, it was a piece that was lifted from somebody's studies back in 1999. And it will fascinate you. 27 minutes. I don't want to give it away. Just go watch the video. There seems to be something in the beginning of it that seems totally unrelated. But it's not really. Do I have your interest now? Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Check it out for yourself. You know, folks, as many liberals and libtards and gun grabbers and, you know, peacenakes that, oh, guns are evil, guns kill people. Yeah, you're damn right. In the hands of the right people shooting at the right targets, they can be life-saving. But the biggest mass shooting in the United States of America ever, and there's nothing on television about it, not a word. Of course, they got out ahead of the curve here. With the little slam style. Oh, yes, these evil assault weapons. We got to ban that. We got to build it. More cover-up. More distraction. More people have done forensics on these false flags. And a lot of them are just amateurs. But the very basic tenets of an investigation on anything. Who's the strange dog leaving large poop turds in my front yard? To who's killing people and getting away with it? The devil is in the details. It's in the forensics. The who, what, where, when, and why. Shooting down in Orlando? Busted. Newtown? Busted. Las Vegas? Busted. Every damn time we turn around, there's another false flag out there. And it's funny how ineffective. I mean, Newtown, children being shot, my God. Orange-haired, pop-eyed individual racked out on so many mind-altering drugs out in Colorado, blows away a bunch of people in a movie theater. This is not being linked, it's not being compiled, and it's not being used against the evil perpetrators of these people that believe that the Second Amendment is not for duck hunting, it's not for target shooting, it's for defense against your government if it ever decides to turn on you, which it has been for a number of years. God love the peacemakers out there, because there's been enough reason for people just to throw down and go, you know what, we've had enough of this. But I'm telling you that people out there have, it's like an amazing grace. Restraint. Now is not the time. I'm sorry, this is a message here. Dale in North Carolina.
Good evening, John.
Good evening.
Let's get back to this issue that happened at the Pentagon at 9/11. You know, the thing is, Tom Lechavere had a video one time, and it showed how a missile struck the place. You know, I've watched a bunch of videos where a bird will demolish the nose of an airplane.
Yep.
Put a pretty good dent in it and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to wonder why, with all the cameras that are supposed to be watching the place, that we only get one quick glimpse of something.
Well, and the answer is obvious.
Devastating.
And the answer to that question is obvious. The same damn thing with the hundreds of cameras that were up and functioning in Las Vegas back in October. What is it, October 1? Those have all been confiscated, commandeered by the FBI, just as all the video and all the recordings in and around the Pentagon when that fateful day happened, September 11th, 2001. The very same people.
You know, you bring up that ABC person. There was a person that I saw on a video before a lot of people actually got there, and he was there, and he's like, all I see here is a bunch of crumbs, rocks, a little bit of debris, small pieces of debris, no bigger than crumbs of rocks and stuff like that, like crushed rock you'd get delivered to your driveway and stuff. No turbines from airplanes. It just didn't look like a crash site, and that's the same thing they said about the thing that happened in Pennsylvania. You know?
Yeah, there was just a big hole in the ground and no airplane.
Yeah, because the guy that actually did the surveillance of that after that occurred, he's like, I've never in my life seen a airplane crash where there weren't seats and luggage and everything else. He said, it doesn't even look like an airplane crash.
Well, that's because it wasn't. When one of these heavies go down, and anybody that's been on YouTube, then it gets caught up in this endless cycle of watching these tragic videos of airplane crashes and the aftermaths. I mean, even on television, they ran a series of air disasters, and they forensically go in and they try to find the black boxes and piece everything back together, and they've got to know exactly why, whether it's a rotor the engine that blows apart and makes the plane crash or whatever. In other words, all the forensics are done. I have never in my lifetime.
Here's the thing, John, okay? Your moniker is because you can't handle the truth. Well, why is it every time someone calls into a certain host of your show?
Here we go. Here we go.
No,
here we go.
Come on.
Here,
okay.
Come on, my foot, Dale. I heard about this.
Come on, man.
Who the hell are you?
Come on.
Who the hell are you?
I'm smarter than the host you got on your network because he's filling in 3 hours of airtime is because he's convenient to you. That's why.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, right.
Bye-bye, Dale. Bye-bye. Comes across. You gave me a warning on the caller screen. Dale in North Carolina. This is the guy that called about tech and software and said, we don't know our stuff from a hole in the ground. Thank you, Tom, for calling in to Rivero's show, by the way. Dale's another one of these disgruntled, I really hate you, John, and I hate RBN. That's why I ask him, who are you, Dale? Who are you working for, Dale? He sounds like a really intelligent guy, doesn't he? Yeah. All this and Thanksgiving, too. Vegas massacre cover-up. PR firm hired by Mandalay Bay exposed pushing conspiracy theories. Another strange twist to the largest mass shooting in recent U.S. history. A damning report indicates that a parent company of Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, MGM Resorts International, is paying crisis management for a firm, I think this guy is Jolie Frank, to spread disinformation about the massacre online. See, while the press goes silent, and any investigative reporter whatsoever walking into the aftermath of that deal would have one hell of a lot of questions that would go unanswered. And that is if they were doing investigative-type reports. According to a report published by Thomas Michael on Medium, the crisis management firm is deliberately spreading ridiculous conspiracy theories on social media, an attempt to discredit legitimate inquiry into the bizarre official narrative, and actively trying to muddy the water about events surrounding the mass shooting. The report details how MGM International hired Jolie Frank to run damage control in the wake of the deadly attack that left 58 people dead on October 1st. Michael's report subsequently exposes the ties between the crisis management firm and numerous Twitter accounts posting clearly bogus conspiracy theories about the mass shooting, claiming the shooting was fake and there was no blood, no victims, crisis actors, the whole nine yards. Now, I want you folks to think back. That's exactly what happened. And then people that are paranoid, that don't want to take the time to research anything out, they won't even go to Snopes.com, which is handled by, in my opinion, disinformation specialists, or at least gatekeepers. You could even find the stuff on Snopes. And people will knee-jerk pass this stuff around like it's gospel. The other day, I'll give you a classic example of this. Marines are at Langley. They're making arrests. Reason? Well, they uncovered a plot. The CIA, rogue CIA agents, and trust me, if they were rogue, they wouldn't be sitting down in Langley for the Marines to go pick them up at gunpoint. And supposedly this foiled an attempt against Donald Trump. Now, I saw the originator of this information. She looks legitimate, speaks well, is obviously intelligent, but doesn't, I mean, Dave Hodges and every mother and her uncle went out there running around with, the bad guys are getting arrested in Langley. False story. False story. Now, I know inquiring minds want to know, as well as mine, but have people really learned yet? If it looks good, too good to be true, you'd better do some verifying. You'd better do some fact-checking. So now they got their disinfo agents out there, as I said. You heard it. Oh, the shooting was fake. There was no blood, no victims, crisis actors. And when they did the marathon bombing in Boston, at least they took the time to strap up a guy that supposedly got his leg blown off. They put a prosthetic on him. These were crisis actors. Understand this. The one photo famously showing this guy that had his leg blown off with no blood coming out of it, folks. Okay? No, it wasn't cauterized by the explosion. That does not happen. That rips open veins and arteries and you bleed out in nothing flat. That was fake and that was a prosthetic. When that went around the web, all of a sudden, anything to do with this guy up and disappeared like a fart in a Texas windstorm. Lombardo got the idea out there, Sheriff Lombardo in Clark County, out there in Vegas. This guy knew right away. He even did a press conference. He said, look, this is not the actions of a shooter. This guy had help. The FBI is whispering in his ear, don't go there. Don't go there. Just like all these years, the guy in the book's Depository Building, November 22nd, 1963, it was Lee Harvey. He was the lone shooter. Don't ask any other questions. Don't go there. This report that I'm talking about details how MGM International hired Joe Frank to run damage control in the wake of the deadly attack that, as I said, left 58 people dead. The report goes on to explain how Michael discovered that a significant portion of the disinformation on Twitter concerning the Las Vegas massacre was originating from an account with a handle at Deep, not State, Deep, STVTE. Obviously, that was just a typo. Mm-hmm. Well, curiously, the at Deep State account is heavily connected with bots, which helped it spread nonsensical conspiracy theories about the shooting, according to Got News. Michael then made a number of disturbing discoveries upon investigation. I'll tell you about that after we get back. Notice, folks, worst shooting U.S. history, gone, and now we're hearing about politicians, and I'm sorry I groped you. I'm sorry I acted inappropriately. Distraction, distraction, distraction. We'll be back.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Michael then made a number of disturbing discoveries upon further investigation. He says, now, here's where it really gets weird. Sifting through every reply on Deep State account, I discovered someone who made a few replies in the comment sections, an individual by the name of Mr. Scott Bissang, handle SBIS85. Upon research, Mr. Bissang is the head manager of Jolie Frank, the crisis management firm that Mandalay Bay hired after October 1 shooting. So when I searched the Twitter to find his comments on Las Vegas massacre again for this piece, all of the posts and replies had been deleted. The Medium report goes on to expose international disinformation campaign by the crisis management firm to confuse people who are seeking answers to the tragic Las Vegas massacre. I'm sorry, did I miss any FBI press conferences on this? I don't think that I did. You know, things, information, folks, it goes down the FBI black hole. Okay, nothing escapes it, not even light. Furthermore, the real conspiracy theories that were being propagated by the above-mentioned Twitter handles were pushing stories such as the shooting was fake, there was no blood, no victims, crisis actors, the whole nine yards, while simultaneously discrediting any viable theories made by the public. These are, without question, professionals. And when I mean pushing their real conspiracy theories, They were getting 7.5 million impressions at one point in October on Twitter. This was a direct disinformation campaign designed to lure folks who were questioning the official narrative into being told fairy tales about what actually happened that night, and thus become discredited as conspiracy theorists after they rattle off some absurd stories that were told by one of these Twitter handles. Now, make no mistake, such a massive and well-coordinated disinformation campaign is the work of top-notch public relations and crisis management specialists. The shooting disappeared from the news cycle amidst so many unanswered questions has only served to heighten suspicions that the entire story is being intentionally pushed aside. In the pursuit of truth and justice, we must ask ourselves, why is Mandalay Bay, from which Stephen Paddock allegedly carried the largest mass shooting in recent U.S. history, hired a crisis management firm to run coordinated disinformation campaigns against the American public? Well, I think you already have your answer. You know, a lot of people are saying that the FBI, a bunch of incompetents. NSA, incompetents. No, they're not. There are a bunch of men working an agenda in these agencies. That's part of your deep state. So the gullible public, when this fine woman comes out with her information that arrests are being made, the Marines have landed at Langley, Virginia, to thwart a plot against Donald Trump. And then watch and see who runs with it. Didn't hear me doing it, did you? You bet your bottom dollar you didn't. Oh, it's being blacked out by the news. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's being blacked out by the news. There's a lot of information being withheld. We all know that. But really, a Marine assault against Langley is going to even go unnoticed by these media whores? I don't think so. And, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, and I'm saying, even if this person is not a disinfo agent, claimed to have receipt of information by somebody that lived near CIA headquarters, again, I will ask the question, that a question I've asked over the years. You know these little smartphones we got? Yeah. Just go on YouTube. Millions of people are putting videos up. How are a lot of them being recorded? By the damn smartphones that we have. See, this is the question I asked when people were claiming. Oh, and rail cars, you know, we're seeing all these rail cars with shackles attached to the floor, and these are going to be used for the mass hauling off of patriots in this country. Every time that story would come out, I would ask, why did you not get a picture of it? Simply because it didn't exist. So if we have a a landing by the Marines on Langley, got a picture of it? You at least have an audio recording of maybe some automatic weapon fire? Can you show me a helicopter? Can you show me the Marine team rappelling down to the rooftop of Langley? Can you show me anything? And of course the answer is always no. Now, I don't know who the hell this woman was, and I'll find a video, and I'll watch it again. But I would like to know how a well-meaning patriot can have the wool pulled over her eyes so easily without even basic confirmation. And then it hits the web, and all the keyboard warriors go to work thinking that they're passing along viable information, and it's all BS. We must be careful, folks. Trust, but verify.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Oh, what other fun things are going on here? Oh, okay. Ron Paul chimes in. Last-minute deals. It's like the Blue Light Special at Kmart. You're likely hearing a lot about these deals these days, with Thanksgiving right around the corner. Retailers looking to cash in on the holiday season, but GOP leaders, rather, are looking for a last-minute deal as well, to extend perhaps permanently what has been called the deep state's crown jewel, with Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act set to expire on December 31st, both the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan are betting that all American people will be too busy celebrating the holidays with friends and family to bother paying attention to what's happening in Congress. As you'll see, there is a, by the way, you can go and sign up on the petition. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, look up the Ron Paul Weekly column, and you can put your 2 cents in as well. He says, as you'll see, these petitions insist that your U.S. representative and senators vote no on any scheme to extend Section 702 of FISA. Under Section 702, our federal government, unconstitutionally, by the way, grants itself the ability to wiretap with a secret warrant, if there's even a warrant at all. I can say that there is. Just like when the cops show up at your house. We have a warrant. We're coming in. Let me see the warrant. Well, we'll deal with that later. No, you got to present the paperwork before you take action. Under Section 702, our federal government, as I said, they can collect information on innocent Americans. And unlike the recent fight over NSA surveillance, this just isn't metadata, like time and date stamps on phone calls. This is actual content of your emails, your phone calls, and internet chats. While under Section 702, communications are required to include a foreign agent that's of interest to the intelligence community, the deep state has intercepted this power so broadly. That's misspelled. It's supposed to be interpreted, okay? So broadly, it can include virtually any American for any reason whatsoever. In fact, the Director of National Intelligence has flatly refused repeated requests by Congress to inform them of how many innocent Americans' communications Big Brother is sweeping up. They've also refused to say whether or not they've swept up conversations involving members of Congress. Why? Because most likely it's because if the American people knew the scale of the deep state's domestic spying programs, it would result in a full-scale revolution in this country. The longer these criminal spying programs continue, the more emboldened the deep state has become. In fact, both the NSA and the Department of Justice have flat-out refused multiple times to comply with the minimal protections demanded by FISA court orders, which is usually just a rubber stamp, as I said before, by the deep state. And is there an actual warrant that actually exists? Probably not. Just go get them, boys. You're authorized. And now, under supposed reform legislation before the U.S. House, the deep state is demanding the ability to lie to the FISA court without penalty. If you or I ever committed perjury in a federal courtroom, they'd lock us up and throw away the key. Those who want to see freedom stamped out in this country know good and well many Americans are wising up to their schemes. Sadly, last-minute holiday deals I told you about have been a trick statist in Washington, D.C. They've employed more and more in recent years. Hell, we can go back over 100 years. Look how they did the Emergency Banking Act of 1913, folks. When Congress was gone, just a few people hanging around making a vote, game law. Yeah. Remember the last minute, by the way, budget deal that in 2012 that sent taxes and spending soaring? Even Obamacare itself was rammed through the Senate on Christmas Eve. Now I'm worried we're going to be in the same kind of madness with FISA. And we have to stop it. The good news is, with your help, Ron says, I believe we can. With Congress scheduled currently taking, it's being all taken up with taxes, the chances of getting better by the minute that we may actually be able to force expiration. Now, some are even talking about only seeking a temporary extension into early next year. No extensions. Don't raise the debt ceiling. Let's just start getting down to brass tacks and taking care of business. Ron says, while any extension is unacceptable assault of our Fourth Amendment freedoms, it would give us more time to mobilize at a time when the American people's focus isn't taken up with the holidays. The more petitions he says he can generate, the more I can prove to Congress that the American people are still watching them like a hawk. That alone will make a tremendous difference. Well, oh, by the way, the Marine story was put out by April Lejeune on YouTube. That is her name. April Lejeune. Like I said, talks intelligently, looks intelligent, speaks intelligently. But total BS. You put out something like this, and I know anybody that's got a camera on their phone or are hooked up to the internet, and they got a keyboard, the internet is theirs. And they're free to put out whatever they want. Just make sure it isn't BS, and you're passing BS along. She, and I quote, she got a call from somebody down near Lejeune that lives nearby CIA headquarters. That's where this information came from. Show me some pictures. Give me some audio. Give me something. Murr in Wisconsin. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Don. How are you?
Hi.
If you look in your chat room, nationalintelreport.zatango.com.
I never go there.
You never check your email either, honey.
Yes, I do.
Well, is it still, what is it? Joan Stattmiller at Hotmail?
Yes.
Okay. The last thing I sent you was in March when Vinny went sick and you gave out his email and I sent to both you and him and said it went through, but I don't know, maybe ADL takes my email. I have no idea.
I don't know.
So anyway, if you look in there, because I'm going to send you something too for Christmas, but in this chat room, and it, if you want to look in there and put them elsewhere, like you said, this April Lejeune, I was a little leery of that too, and she gave no credit, and it was Hal Turner, but since then, it has been affirmed, and there's a 2-minute 26-second video I put in there confirmed Marines. They didn't land, though. They flew over. Okay, that's the one up ahead of Lejeune's here in your chat room. Marines stopped the AI coup.
I had a contingent of 3 Black Hawk helicopters with Marines on board flying over my house at about 1,100 feet yesterday.
Yikes.
And it's hard to miss the whopping sound of those blades. I watched,
yeah.
Walked outside, and I just watched them fly on by.
Well,
hold on here, Mirror. That's a little different than the Marines landing on top of my house, no, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't land, though. It was a flyover. It was 10
That's what I just said.
Yeah, there's 10 Osprey. 10 of them.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a video in here of it, and I heard other little more credible reports today. But I didn't care for April too much either. She didn't give any confirmation where she got anything. And
I have not seen any video whatsoever substantiating this. So supposedly we got Ospreys. Does it show Langley, Virginia building, the CIA building?
I don't know. You'll have to see it for yourself.
You watched it, didn't you?
Yeah, and it shows that area. It doesn't show, I don't know about the buildings. It shows the highway.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I mean,
just,
like I said, I heard it from some other sources today, mm-hmm. other than Turner or her.
Well, Turner, which the FBI turned on Mr. Turner and busted.
Oh, I'm saying, it's not him. I know he's full.
Can I finish, ma'am? Can I finish saying what I was starting to say, please? Please. And I'll let you say whatever you want to say, and I'll let you go in uninterrupted, but please don't interrupt the talk show host like that. What I was saying is that if it's coming from Mr. Turner, that was even turned on his head by the FBI while he was ratting for him, you know, Mr. Turner has had the credibility of nothing in my book. So if there are other sources out there better than Mr. Turner, let me know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there were.
Yeah. Well, who were they? Who were they?
Well, Field McConnell and David Hawken, availabledanger.org, reported on it today too.
Uh huh. And I don't know who these people are, so.
Well, you can look into that, I guess, if you want to. But
I guess if I'm forced to waste my time in doing it, I will do it if you insist. But it's a bogus story.
Okay.
It's a bogus.
You will put it that way. I insist. You must.
Okay, then, Murr. I will. All right.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for your call. Not in a very good mood today. Sorry. Brian in California. Hello, Brian.
Yes. Good evening. I'd just like to know, have you heard about this Border Patrol agent that was killed in El Paso, and do you have any information on that?
No, that happened, 2 days ago?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I do not. I don't have any further information on it. Do you?
No, the first day that they said that one was died and his partner was seriously injured, but they weren't releasing any information because of the ongoing investigation, And this morning they said that he was murdered.
Hmm. Well, all right. Well, there have been some other things going on that I've been covering, but if I happen to run across anything, I'll keep a mental note of it and report on it. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate your call. Mr. Turner. Gosh, I can remember Turner when I was kind of resource manager for GCN. People making inquiries, wanting to get programming on GCN. I can remember Mr. Hal Turner calling me up and demanding that I put him on air. And I already knew this guy was a disinfo agent. This is before the FBI popped him. And why they did that to one of their confidential informants, I don't know. He must have really screwed up. So they had to slam dunk him, put him in jail for a while to cool his little heels off. So Mr. Mr. Hal Turner is at it again. This guy demanded that he be put on air. And I said, well, all right then. We said, well, when are you going to do it? And I said, when hell freezes over, Mr. Turner. When hell freezes over. Dennis, New York. How you doing?
Good evening, John.
Hi, Dennis.
It's evening here. I want to thank you for giving me a belated birthday present when you had Tom Lacovara on. I had to catch the show on the rewind, you might call it, mm-hmm. because I was busy during those hours. But that was some show, and it kept the memory of the Bundy situation in people's minds. I thought that was fantastic. What a great show that was.
Unfortunately, we've got dead and dying, and people have been ripped off and just beaten up by the government. This victory is, look, there's not going to be any true and lasting victories in this country, Dennis, until we get a constitutionally based government back. This stuff is going, it's amazing to me that you can stop one thing or stop in by way of intimidation or threatening to expose. And they might drop back, but they'll shift, you know, one way or the other and come right back at you again. There's no stopping these clowns.
Well, that was some show to have Tom on there. I thought that was fantastic. And here's a funny thing. I was talking to I call her kid sister Kathy, and we started talking about a number of things with these false flags and everything in the economy, and you know, and I started talking. I started going to a sentence where I was saying, "There's too many guns," and she said, "Yes, you're right. There's too many guns." And, no, you don't realize there's too many guns. I told her. For the government, okay, to be able to suppress the citizens. That's what it's all about. I explained to her it's not about duck hunting. It's not about target shooting. It's about us standing up against the government. And I said, meanwhile, everybody is busy watching Dancing with the Stars and Monday Night Football, and she started laughing. She said, I have Monday Night Football on hold right now.
Mm-hmm.
But she's starting to wake up, and so are other people starting to wake up. And I viewed a video last night that was, I mean, it really just blew my mind. It was on Jane Spetzer, blogspot.com. Spetzer is the, academic former Marine that's wrote the book Nobody Died at Sandy Hook that was censured off of Amazon, you know. And so he put it out there for free. And he's got a post from his November 12th. Archive near the middle of the page called False Flags from 9/11 to Sandy Hook. And it basically is a video that he just takes the whole scenario, all these false flags we've been lied to about, and just presents, I mean, some stuff out there that he rolls it all up into one ball of wax, John. And I just wanted to mention to you, Fetzer, he's a little tough on the eardrums when you get him on the air sometimes, but And I don't agree with everything that he proposes.
Well, don't ask Jeff Rentz. I haven't had Fetzer on this network, and I can't tell you how long, and I won't put him up. There's something about this guy that he's going off the rails, and I don't know what's going on with him. But I'll stick to what we're doing here. If anybody wants to blow themselves up, they are more than happy to do. They can do whatever they want to, Dennis. Let me just put it to you that way. But I don't have to get covered by their guts, and I don't want to be around when they explode.
You know, I found, John, you and I seem to be on the same page on a lot of stuff, you know. But what I also look at a lot of other comrades in arms, you might call them, that they're on target with many issues, but there's a couple of things that they're astray on, you know, and it's out there. I don't know whether they are disinfo agents or maybe just that mistaken beliefs, but I take the good that they have to offer, and I disregard the rest because by my investigation and what I perceive, you know, when I look at all the stuff that's presented to me, what I can believe and what I should not believe. And I think that's what it all comes down to. And certainly the Republic Broadcasting Network winds up, it gives you a good outlay of all the facts that you can make up your mind and think for yourself.
And that, Dennis, is more important than anything else. You know, I mean, I started out this broadcast today by just talking about keyboard warriors that don't want to take the time to investigate anything. And the more bizarre it is, the more you should really try to track it down for its veracity. And, you know, part of what we've been trying to do at this network is to train people to use their own minds. Just don't take somebody's word for it and run with it. I mean, years ago, I had to shut down the chat rooms associated with our website. I saw what was coming before it was fashionable for these paid trolls to be out there just causing trouble in people's blogs. I saw it coming. I shut the damn thing down, not before I'd thought about it and considered it for quite some time, but I'm glad I did. You know, it's a great way, and the people that say, well, it's a great way to communicate with other people and share points of view, yes, that's what it's intended for, but it's an open gate for those that want to come in and cause chaos and dissension. And that's exactly what I saw coming. And Mike, how many years has that been shut down now? 5, 6 years, maybe? At least that long. So it's more critical that people use their own brains, train themselves how to think. You know, any time that you see something, just keep in your head who, what, where, when, and how. If you start off from that basis of looking at anything, you can't go far wrong.
I had made a comment on a previous call in some time ago with you about John Wells. I think you spoke favorably about him, but looking back in retrospect of what you just said right there, same thing happened on his website, his chat, his message boards when he first went independent off of that other, you know, network he
Clear
was
Channel.
Affiliated with.
Clear Channel. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, forget about it. It was battle upon battle. It was, you know, I mean, there's a war going on.
Yeah.
I felt that he was overrun with Zionist agents.
Yep.
And I was wondering whether his administration was in on the whole thing also, and pushing that narrative. He seemed to have been influenced by that narrative. I think he may be better now.
And I had spoken to one of the Zionists, but I don't think John B. Wells was even familiar with who this guy really was. One of his selected inner circle. First thing out of his mouth was he was to tell me he was a Russian Zionist. I went, well, thank you very much for that. And he was the one that convinced John B. Wells with his program, Caravan to Midnight, not to come on this network. When I had a conversation with Wells, he was ready to go. We could have had that deal done in no time flat. He could have been on the air, but one of his inner circle talked him out of it. Hey, I've got to run. Dennis, thank you so much for your phone call.
And thank you for the birthday present, John.
Not a problem.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. You know, folks, I mean, when you got a police state, police have got to do something, right? Armed with assault rifles, Pennsylvania cops forced a 66-year-old woman out of her home, handcuffed her in underwear while ransacking her home, looking for marijuana that ended up finding only hibiscus plants. Buffalo Township Police also handcuffed her 69-year-old husband at gunpoint after he arrived at home, finding a dozen cops rummaging through their home looking for non-existent marijuana plants. Edward and Aubrey Kramer tried to explain to the cops that they were only hibiscus plants, but Buffalo Township Police Sergeant Scott Hest refused to believe them, informing them that he had expertise in identifying marijuana plants. Buffalo Township Police Officer Jeffrey Shedden also claimed to have expertise in identifying marijuana when he obtained a search warrant last month, according to the Tribune Review. Now, the couple is suing the police department along with Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, whose representative took photos of the hibiscus plants and sent them to the police, informing them that they were marijuana plants. I guess he was an expert in marijuana as well. It all started on October 5th when the insurance agent, Jonathan Yeamans, entered the Kramer property to investigate a claim that a neighbor's tree fell on their property in September. While investigating the claim, Yeamans spotted the hibiscus plants and surreptitiously photographed them, sending the photographs to police, claiming the Kramers were involved in an illegal marijuana growing operation. 2 days later, a dozen cops arrived at the home, banged on the door, pointed their assault rifle. They're ready to kill you right on the spot, folks. Notice? At Aubrey Kramer, who answered the door wearing only underwear, a bra, and a T-shirt. The cops claimed that they had a search warrant but refused to show it to her. They also refused to allow her to put on her shoes or her pants. Her husband arrived 30 minutes later, was also placed in the back of a police car in handcuffs while the cops finished ransacking their home. They were released 4 hours later with no charges, and the cops determined the plants were not marijuana. Police, nevertheless, confiscated the hibiscus plants, describing them as tall, green, leafy, suspected marijuana plants. Despite the fact that no marijuana was found on the property, Nationwide Mutual Insurance sent them a letter on October 26, threatening to cancel their policy if they failed to remove the marijuana plants. Who the hell do these people think that they are? Got little snitches coming in, misreporting. Evidently, he didn't know what a marijuana plant was. His bosses didn't know what a marijuana plant. The cops that were pointed to this didn't know what a pot plant was. Audrey Kramer told KDKA television in Pittsburgh, "I'm starting to understand why a lot of the public do not trust police officers." Yeah, it's a lot worse than that. Wait till they show up and shoot your husband or shoot you or shoot your dogs the next time somebody just makes a little mistake. Coming up next hour, Jeff Bennett on the National Intel Report. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.